The first child of Hugh Ellsworth Rodham and Dorothy Howell Rodham entered the world at more than 8 pounds, a bigger-than-average bundle of joy. Very mature upon birth, her mother joked. Born October 26, 1947, the good-natured little girl was part of the baby boom that followed the end of World War II. Her parents named her Hillary Diane, a daring choice, since Hillary was generally considered a boy's name at the time. Her mother liked it because it was unusual and sounded exotic. After little brother Hugh arrived, the growing family moved from Chicago to the suburb of Park Ridge, known for its fine public schools, parks, and nice-sized houses. Her father paid cash for a two-story home in a neighborhood swarming with children all about the same age. When the weather was good, the streets brimmed with games of cops and robbers, hide-and-seek, or the more elaborate chase-and-run, as well as pick-up softball or kickball. As a newcomer, Hillary was tested by the other kids, especially a girl named Susie, who had four brothers. Susie was used to roughhousing, and her physical play often sent Hillary running home in tears. Finally, her mother told her, "You have to stand up for yourself. There's no room in this house for cowards." She gave her young daughter permission to hit back if Susie hit her. While her mother peeked out from the curtains, Hillary went back outside. Threatened again by Susie, the four-year-old threw a punch. The bullying stopped, and Hillary proudly reported to her mom, "I can play with the boys now." Hillary's mom wanted Hillary, Hugh, and their baby brother Tony to have more opportunities and a better family life than she had. As a child, Dorothy had often been pushed off on relatives or left at home by herself for hours at a time. Her parents divorced when she was 8, and she and her 3-year-old sister were sent alone on the days-long train ride to California to live with her father's parents. Her grandmother was unusually strict, and once, Dorothy was grounded for months as punishment for trick-or-treating on Halloween. At 14, she escaped by getting a job as live-in help for a family. Never able to attend college, she had returned to Chicago after high school and gotten a job. Through her work, she met Hugh, a traveling salesman who was 8 years older. She was 22 years old when she married him in early 1942, just after the United States entered World War II. As a full-time homemaker and mother, Dorothy cooked, washed, cleaned, and served. When Hillary came home from school for lunch, as kids did then, Dorothy fed her canned tomato or chicken noodle soup and grilled cheese sandwiches cut in triangles. She also shared life lessons. Once, she showed her kids a carpenter's level with an air bubble floating in the center as an example of how to stay centered and balanced. "You try to keep that bubble in the center," she told them. "Sometimes it will go way up here," she demonstrated, "and you have to bring it back." Though the family had a television set, it wasn't on much, nor was there much on television in those years. Free family time was spent playing card games like War, Slapjack, and Pinochle, or board games like Monopoly and Clue. Dorothy took her bright and curious daughter to the library every week for new books and encouraged her to pursue her own interests. "She was kind of an exasperating little girl because she was right most of the time," her mother recalled later. Dorothy felt boxed in by restrictive women's roles during the 1950s, and in response, she encouraged her oldest child to be her own person. "I was determined that no daughter of mine was going to have to go through the agony of being afraid to say what she had on her mind," she told an interviewer later. While Dorothy was affectionate, Hugh was gruff, demanding, and hard to please. If Hillary or one of her brothers left the cap off the toothpaste, her father would toss the cap out the bathroom window. The offender would be sent to find it in the bushes, even in the winter. When she struggled in neighborhood baseball games, her father, who had been a physical education major in college, took her to the park day after day, throwing pitches until she mastered hitting.